Now remember, everyone, this week is the annual Happiness Parade. Make sure to cast your vote for this year's Happiness Grand Marshal.
Look at those happy little bumbly burgers going along their happy little way. I said look, Clampy. The happiest happy place, eh? We'll see about that. I vow to make Bumblyburg the awfulest awful place, or my name isn't Awful Alvin. Ooh, that's a good idea, Lampy. I will stuff the ballot box and become Grand Marshal of the Happiness Parade and use that position to ruin the parade. That will change the Bumblyburg Inns from happy to sad. Time to create a distraction. Now laugh with me, an awful, villainous laugh!
I can feel my stress just melting away.
No stress up here. Just the clouds, the birds, and the flying eyebrows.
Just the clouds, the birds, and the flying what?
Whoa. Ah! That was close. But do not worry. This balloon is impenetrable. There is no risk of it breaking. This is much, much worse.
Ah! Not peaceful!
Nobody panic!
Oh no! Officer Scooter! You must signal for help!
I know just the hero we need.
Lady Boy, what are you going to do?
I don't know. It's a lot of pressure.
Think, Master Lady. This is an important decision.
Ha-ha! Try and beat that.
King me.
Oh, great. The pot roast is ready.
Lady Boy is needed.
I am that hero.
Have you found the balloon in distress?
I can't see anything but clouds. I'll never find them.
Lady Boy, is everything all right?
I can't see anything!
Well done, Lampy. Now to switch out the boxes. Everything is going to plan. No. You stay here and spy on the mayor.
I'm flying blind here.
Release the main plunger.
Peaceful again.
Nothing makes people happier than a happy ending.
And that is why we need someone who makes the people really happy to be the Grand Marshal of the Happiness Parade.
Great idea. I wonder who that could be.
Oh, this is bad. Have a look. All of the votes are for the same name, Awful Alvin.
Awful Alvin? That is not possible. Alvin is not happy. He is awful.
He sure is. I once saw him attack a garden gnome.
The horror!
I suspect sabotage.
Did you find a clue?
The word happiness is misspelled.
That's an astute observation.
Well, also, all the ballots say, I sabotaged the voting box. Love, Awful Alvin.
Larry boy, the final decision for Grand Marshal is all mine. And I choose Bumbleberg's greatest hero.
Neat. I hope he accepts the job. Oh, wait. I am that hero. Lampy! I didn't know you worked for the mayor now. Good for you.
Boy, I'm gonna need to start training immediately.
No, they can't give Larry Boy the job. It's not right. I cheated fair and square. The very thought of Bumbleberg calling itself the happiest happy place makes me so angry. That's it. I will destroy Bumbleberg's happiness using anger.
This is a great honor. I will not disappoint you.
Remember, as Grand Marshal, you aren't just representing yourself, but all of Bumbleberg.
Let the training begin.
Holding up.
Zero?
Thank goodness, he's all right.
What a perfectly awful day to test our revenge plan. Now to find someone to enrage. Time for my electro-projectile aviation weapon. Calibrate distance, Lampy. Fire away! And now for my secret weapon!
Don't cry. It's just ice cream.
Give me your ice cream!
Jimmy's anger is off the charts. My eyebrow is doing its job. What is the eyebrow's job? Oh, good question. See, I ran my eyebrows through the anger converter catalyzer. This turns my eyebrows from awesome to angry. Once an angry eyebrow attaches to a person, they can't ever let go of their anger. See?
Brace yourself, Lampy! When I release my eyebrows on the town, it will be the end of happiness in Bumbleberg!
Smiles, please! We are now to start the happiness parade!
Three cheers for Bumbleberg!
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
them.
I have the right of way.
The silly vegetables are so much the funny.
So silly to be so upset at so little.
My slushy straw is clogged. This is an outrage.
Someone must pay.
I am now angry at everything.
I'm angry!
Why is my shirt periwinkle? I don't even like periwinkle.
I told you, no mustard!
You stepped on my shirt!
Where's the parade? Ah! Find the mayor!
Why is everyone so upset?
Officer Scooter, I demand you make them happy again!
You can't expect me to legislate happiness! That's above my pay grade!
Now, don't let it upset you!
Do not let it upset me! The whole celebration is ruined!
It's not that bad, is it?
Not that bad, he says! How's that for a grand marshal?
You said you would make the people happy, Larry boy. They are not happy. You can no longer be a grand marshal. You are fired.
But I did an entire workout montage.
Enough! No grand marshal for you.
Watch it, speed freak.
It seems that everyone who gets angry has those odd eyebrows on their foreheads.
And I didn't even get a chance to be Grand Marshal. Isn't anyone happy in Bumbleyburg?
I've tracked the anger outbursts and pinpointed one area of happiness in the middle of the park.
Ooh, the park. The trees, the birds. Who couldn't be happy in a park?
There is another possibility for this unique pocket of pleasure. Whoever is behind the anger attacks might be celebrating.
Time for justice!
I cannot be stopped now. What's that, Lampy? No, I am not worried about Larry Boy. He couldn't even find my secret lair, let alone stop me. You're right. I have got to stop saying things like that out loud.
Prepare for an end to your evil ways, awful Alvin. And you too. Lampy! Why turn back to evil? You had a great job with the mayor.
You have caught me fair and square, Larry boy. But before we go, can I ask you a question?
Certainly. As long as it isn't about math. I'm not good at math problems.
How does it feel that Mayor Blueberry unfairly fired you as Grand Marshal?
How does it feel? Well, I guess it makes me... It makes me...
It makes me angry!
This is annoying! Why won't it come off?
I run diagnostics on the eyebrows, and, well, I just don't know.
Well, I'm getting this off.
Apparently, the more someone holds on to anger, the more the eyebrows cling.
Kinda makes me angry just thinking about it.
An infinite loop. It seems that everyone is destined to remain angry forever.
Wait, look again, Alfred. Not everyone is angry.
It is spread to everyone, except for awful Alvin.
And you, Alfred. See, you aren't mad. How are you staying calm?
I suppose I can attribute that to my grandmother Gherkin. She always said the solution to anger was in the Bible.
In the Bible?
Yes. She would quote Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Stop being bitter and angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or even be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others, just as God forgave you.
That's a lot to remember.
Which is why Grandmother Gherkin turned it into a simple rhyme. When anger comes and takes control, bless each other. Let anger go.
When anger comes and takes control, bless each other, let anger go.
After all, we are called to love everyone, even those we believe have wronged us. Maybe you should try it.
Okay. I'm mad at the mayor. You know, she is under a lot of pressure. I'm sure she didn't mean to hurt my feelings.
Go on.
I really do hope she can become happy again. She deserves to feel better.
It worked! Well done, Master Larry!
Well done to you, Alfred! Now, off to tell the mayor and save the day! Being angry is thirsty work. Mayor, Officer Scooter! We found the answer to anger.
I thought I failed you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did. But ask a blessing on the person that made you angry.
Why would I do that?
It couldn't hurt.
I hope that your job gives you contentment and peace. You are a hero to this community.
And I hope you get a chance to get some rest. You work so hard because you care about our town. It worked. I'm not angry anymore.
Good work, Larry boy. Now what do we do?
I know what to do. Is this it? Is this a mic I use? Listen, everyone. We're being manipulated, and it's going to destroy our town. We can beat these eyebrows. Everyone, ask a blessing on the person who made you angry.
Sorry, dude. I'm glad we avoided a gnarly crash.
Me too. May the rest of your day be accident-free.
When anger comes and takes control, bless each other, let anger go.
I actually love periwinkle. What a happy color.
When anger comes and takes control, bless each other. Let anger go.
Uh-oh. We will never be safe as long as the angry eyebrows are overhead.
Don't despair. Larry Boy is here.
Be careful, Master Larry. Those eyebrows can be tricky.
I've got this. I don't got this.
You can't outrun it, Master Larry.
Then there's only one thing to do! They separated!
Good show, Master Larry! Now, hit the yellow button, quickly!
I got them, Alfred!
You surrounded, Larry boy.
You too, Lampy?
I am outraged that you ruined my plans to turn Bumbleyburg into an angry place.
He's outraged. If you can keep him angry, we might be able to use that to trap him.
Does outraged mean the same as angry?
Of course. The two are synonyms.
Synonyms? Like synonym toast?
No, that's cinnamon. I said synonym, the opposite of antonym.
Auntie M? I know her. She's Dorothy's aunt.
Not Auntie M. Antonym. Synonyms and antonyms are found in the thesaurus.
Thesaurus? I wouldn't know about that. I'm afraid of dinosaurs.
How could I be beaten by someone who thinks the way you do?
Now, Master Larry!
Stop, you imbecilic eyebrows! I'm your master! No! No! Lampy, help me! Don't just stand there!
Don't worry, Lampy. I'm sure you'll get time off for good behavior. I bet the mayor will put in a good word for you.
Larry boy, you did it!
Correction, Mayor. We did it. We all let go of our anger.
Oh, you're speaking the truth, Larry boy.
You too, Lampy.
Thank you, Grandmother Gherkin.
Let's all remember, when anger comes and takes control, bless each other. Let anger go.
Do you think I could still be the Grand Marshal?
Mm-hmm.